رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وأرسلناه إلى 100,000 أو يزيدون.
And we sent him to a community of 100,000 or even more. This verse from Surah As-Saffat speaks about the great prophet Yunus, peace be upon him, known in English as Prophet Jonah, the one who was swallowed by a large fish in a significant trial which Allah put him through, in which the faithful are recommended to remember every night by performing Salat al-Ghufayla. As was mentioned in our 2016 book publication entitled Salvation Through Patience and Perseverance, Salat al-Ghufayla. Prophet Yunus, peace be upon him, was a prophet who had many exceptions. He was born in 825 BCE and is buried in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. He was a prophet from amongst the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, and he came after Prophet Suleiman, peace be upon him. He is spoken about in the book of Jonah in the Old Testament of the Bible, and Prophet Yunus, peace be upon him, has been mentioned 5 times in the Noble Quran. In Surah Nisa chapter 4, he is mentioned alongside other prophets as having received revelation. In Surah Al-An'am, he is referred to with other prophets as being rightly guided. In Surah Yunus chapter number 10, his community is the only one in the history presented by the Quran as having been spared from a divine punishment. And in the last mention of him in Surah As-Saffat chapter 37, many parts of his mission and his tribulations are meticulously detailed. In our final verse for review in this blessed month of Ramadan, we see that Allah has made use of the number 100,000. And it is for the outcome of Prophet Yunus, peace be upon him, when he returned back to his community after he had survived being stuck in the belly of that huge sea creature. Once he was able to fully recover his health, he made his way back to his own community in Nineveh in Iraq. And he noticed that contrary to what he had thought, they were still alive and well, and the punishment of Allah had not yet befallen them. Shocked, he was told that when he left their town, they mended their ways, sincerely repented to Allah, and thus he did not punish this group of people. In conclusion, the Almighty presents us with a fact that he never mentioned in regards to any other prophet, and that is the number of followers or believers which they had, no matter how large or small they were. However, in this verse of the Quran, Allah tells us that when Prophet Yunus, peace be upon him, came back to his community, there were 100,000 people, or maybe even more. Point of reflection. The Quran presents stories of prophets of the past, not just to read and marvel at their accomplishments, or lament over their tragedies, but rather so that we can read, reflect, and learn lessons from these great men of Allah, and realize our responsibilities to Islam, and to our living Imam, Imam Al-Hujjah, may Allah hasten his return.
Thank you.